So here we are at Savitri Bhavan. Adil has his vertical pieces around, and people were supposed to come and read Savitri. Let's ask Adil what's happening. Hi, Adil.
Firstly, they are not vertical pieces.
Oh. It's called barcode.
No, it's not the barcode. The series is called Once Were Barcodes, because barcode somehow in the Auroville context seems a little, commercialization. These things were actually painted because made initially for me. I wanted to make them in China when I was there for a residency, because when you go to China and you have to plan ahead what you want to make in China, I thought, what is China known for? Consumerism, selling things to the world. And what does that become a minuscule thing? The barcode, which is there on every item that you purchase. So I wanted to make the barcode in China. But then I don't have that kind of discipline to, make everything clean. And because in clay, I like to have the clay moving and not paka like this. So it never got made. I mean, I made some, but then it became some kind of landscape. It didn't become a barcode. So I had to make these.
So you did these when you came back?
When I came back, then I was commissioned to do this barcode for the Bombay Airport, the big project. Unfortunately, the images I had sent looked like they were made out of clay. I had made smaller barcodes like these earlier. So they commissioned me to make them in ceramic, or so they thought. And I thought they were wanting it like this, because this is the way I was going to make them. So finally, when the money was going to exchange hands initially as an advance, the guy said, but it'll be very heavy. How will you carry this around? I said, I can lift up these things very easily. He says, how can you lift it? You need a forklift. I said, are you talking about clay? Are you talking of what I'm going to do in canvas? He says, I only want it in clay. I said, I can't do this for you in clay, because these colors and this sort of size, I cannot make it in my studio, and definitely not in the 8 months he was giving me. So the whole project fell through, and in my mind I already knew where it was going to be, how it was going to look and everything. So then I was a little disappointed. So then I had 2 weeks in between with really nothing to do, which is a rarity in my life. So my cousin from the Andamans, Umid, who's a filmmaker, wanted to come and spend some time in Auroville when it's raining there. So I said, why don't you just come and film the painting of this whole thing, because it's a big project.
Why did you decide to continue even though the commission fell through? I mean, you didn't really have a place for them to go, but you had already started, or?
Chuma, it was in my mind and it had to be manifested. And it was one of those rare times when I'm doing something when nobody's commissioned me to do it. And there's a certain freedom in that, because then there's no client saying, I want this color scheme and I want this size and I want it to be like this,
You're not adapting.
Exactly. You're not reacting to anybody's requirements and whims and fancies. You're just doing it on your own. And that was great. But the downside of that is I'm stuck with these here. What do you do now?
Let me try and describe these. These are vertical, rectangular boxes wrapped in canvas, painted with a variety of colors and textures. And how many of them, Adil?
There's about 22 panels, which are about 2 meters high. And they are various widths to look like the barcode. And they were painted as 5 meter long canvases and cut into two as 2.5 meters and folded over to make the 2 meter panels. So we took over the Sao Chu building, and I was very happy that they actually offered it, because it was perfect to paint them radially in there. And we spent 2 weeks painting them. It was great fun.
Great.
And I've used clay and grog and sand and all my ceramic material in the paint, because I wanted to crackle up and texturize and do things that make people think that it is clay. You see, people know me for being a clay artist, no? Right. So they just look at this and say, this is clay and it's lovely. And for me, that's great, because I know I can't make this in clay. So it's like a little secret. But I like people to come and touch. So I always, whenever I'm showing these things anywhere in the show, I always say, please touch. Most people say, please do not touch.
So how long will they stay here in Savitri Bhavan?
Well, they were at Unity Pavilion for two months. Now they've been here for over a month now. And
so you'll keep shifting them around?
I want to move them around in public spaces in Auroville. I want more people to be involved in them. I want them to go to the visitor center.
Can they be outdoors?
They have to be outdoors covered, not out in the rain. Because I think even in the sun, immediately you may not notice it, but I'm sure that colors might fade, no? And somebody has to keep an eye on them, because it's finally canvas, There are kids who want to jump on them and sit on them, and they think it's solid because it looks solid, but it's not.
Right.
So it's a little scary. It needs a little monitoring, which nobody wants to do.
So how did you come up with the idea of the Savitri reading here at Savitri Bhavan and the sculptures? Did it just seem because it was a no-brainer because you were in Savitri Bhavan?
Yeah, exactly. It's Savitri Bhavan, and it's. I have always been connected to Savitri. I got this little Savitri that I have was given to me in my second month of being in Pondicherry at Golden Bridge Pottery by a friend, and it just completely took me on. You know, I found new words in it, and it's just so beautiful that I look at it. It's one of the most dog-eared Savitri you will find anywhere. And it was obvious that these barcodes had to come here to the Savitri Bhavan. And they look so beautiful when you keep them out in the landscape, you know, with these yellow flowers around it and these peachy flowers around it. And it's just like it's meant to be, but I wish it was outdoors. It's not, that's the problem. But it's nice.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Adil.
Welcome. Pleasure.